Giles Brown.
With the time just coming up to a quarter past two, the Transition Town Movement is a campaign to create more sustainable communities which reduce their carbon footprint, are less reliant on fossil fuels, and equip people with the skills to respond to the changing circumstances which diminishing fossil fuels will cause. It encourages people to think globally and act locally. There's a Transition 2012 conference coming to Marbella on October the 27th. The conference is taking place at the Palacio de Congresos from 11 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, featuring talks about the Transition Town concept from many high-profile speakers. There'll also be a market featuring products from and information about local Transition products, which is open to all and free to attend. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Georgina Shaw, one of the people behind the conference. Good afternoon, Georgina.
Good afternoon, Giles. Thank you for that lovely summary.
That's quite all right. So tell me a little bit about the Transition Town Conference and what it's all about then.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. It's this Saturday, which is fantastic, and we've got a lot of different speakers, as you mentioned, talking about this movement. And basically, the movement is all about sustainability, how to become more sustainable, how our communities as a whole can live more sustainably and be more resilient to the change, which unfortunately is coming, which is the reduction of fossil fuels. So this conference is going to be taking place, as you say, at the Palacio de Congresos, and we're really excited because we have Rob Hopkins speaking, and he is one of the co-founders of the whole Transition Network and the very first Transition Town in the UK. And so he's going to be coming live to us from video conference to talk all about the movement as a whole.
Okay, so tell us a little about the Transition Movement. Where did it start up then? Who is behind it?
Well, it started in the UK, and Rob Hopkins, one of our speakers, is one of the co-founders. And it was just all really about thinking, how can we take small steps locally to deal with these huge problems that we know about, like climate change, like the diminishing fossil fuels, and really just trying to come up with sort of practical solutions to say, you know, we can't all go and change the world, but if we try and grow our own vegetables, if we try and have more of a public transport network and take small steps, we can all really, really make a difference. And that's what this conference is really going to be, very practical in that way, to hopefully send people, delegates away really inspired to think, right, what can I do in my community?
So you're talking small steps. Are we saying things like using less fossil fuels? Are you saying using more public transport, growing your own vegetables, shopping locally?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, things that we can all do. I mean, one of the first things that tends to happen in a transition community is the setup of an organic vegetable plot, a community vegetable plot that people can actually plant together, work together, and actually reap the rewards in terms of the vegetables. And then you can go all the way up to sort of creating energy for the community via solar and wind. It really can go quite ambitious, and Totnes in the UK has really taken this right the way forward, and it's actually generating a lot of income for the community now, which is fantastic.
Is Totnes then presumably the first British transition town?
That's correct. It was the first transition town globally.
And do you know how long that's been up and running for then?
I believe it's been about a decade, but don't quote me on that one.
Right, okay, fine. What about in Spain then? Is this the first time the Transition Town concept has had a conference in Spain, or the concept has actually come sort of live and direct from Spain?
It is growing globally. So there was a really important conference about the transition movement in Madrid earlier this year that brought together a lot of the local groups. And we actually already have quite a few transition groups operating on the Costa del Sol. We've got one in Fuengirola, Mijas, and one in Coín. So those two are already established. And we're hoping to get a transition town in Marbella as well. And as part of that, Arboretum Marbella, the environmental charity, is going to be planting a community allotment there following the conference. So I think it's something that's really gathering speed and gathering strength. And I think, you know, Spain, unfortunately, and the Costa del Sol in particular, is really at the forefront of all this climate change, being such a dry area. And we've already seen, obviously, the damage with the forest fires. And, you know, we really need to do our bit and not think that, you know, someone else will do it for us.
I mean, do you not think that living in Spain, and I'm talking Spain in general, I mean, we are perhaps in the best climate for growing your own, growing your
Definitely.
Vegetables, getting solar panel, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I think the Andalusian government particularly has been fantastic with pushing forward renewable resources. And, yeah, I mean, it's here really anything grows. So we're in a really lucky position, unlike in the UK, where it's not so easy to grow fruit and veg.
If people want to find out a little bit more about the conference or attend the conference, which is this Saturday, correct?
It is this Saturday from 11 o'clock. Rob Hopkins is speaking at 11:55, and it just costs €10 to attend. So people can go and buy their tickets at Fnac in La Cañada, or they can go and have a look at arboretummarbella.org would probably be the best place to go and have a look for more information.
Okay, and just to underline, the speeches, apart from the main address, are going to be in Spanish. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. There are a couple of things for the non-Spanish speakers. They're more than welcome to come along to Rob Hopkins' speech at 11:55. There'll also be a film screening of a film about the transition movement at 7:40, which will also be in English. The rest of the speeches will be in Spanish. Unfortunately, it was a not-profit organisation, and they just can't stretch to the translation. So,
okay. Yeah. If anybody wants more information, they can check out the website www.arboretummarbella, which is ArboreTum. MARBELLA.org.
That's correct.
Phew. And and tickets are available at Fnac. Georgina, it looks like it's going to be an interesting weekend, an interesting conference. And we'll speak to you soon about it.
Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you very much, Georgina Shaw.
Bye.